Alistair Burns, and I'm with Professor Roy Jones of the Research Institute for the Care of Older People in Bath. Roy, you've been involved in RICE for many, many years. In fact, you set it up. So I wonder if you could tell us a bit about RICE and a bit about the Institute.
Yes, RICE began in 1985, really in an attempt to try and improve things for older people generally. It was clear that they were often not included, for example, in clinical trials of new medicines and a whole range of areas and opportunities. And in 1987, we started our memory clinic, which is one of the first in the UK, and that's now been going for 25 years. And that really summarises, I guess, the philosophy of RICE. It's the Research Institute for the Care of Older People. So we do a lot of caring in that we try and provide a service for local people and their families. And then we use the people who come to see us and their families to help us with research.
Excellent. And the website is www.rice.org.uk. You mentioned about the research. What's exciting at the moment for you, Roy, in terms of research and specifically clinical trials in dementia, perhaps Alzheimer's disease?
Well, I think there are a number of things. There are the drug trials, obviously, but also the non-drug trials. And we're just about to start a trial with a number of other centres to look at aspects of rehabilitation of memory for people with milder Alzheimer's. So this is something that we can do with people not necessarily using drug treatments. On the other hand, we're also trying to develop new drug treatments. We've had the four drugs available now, but the last of those was actually registered in 2002. So we've gone 10 years without another drug being developed. So it's really important that we now move forward and find other treatments.
I know that some of the recent trials have perhaps not been as, the results haven't been as good as people would have thought or perhaps hoped. I mean, it's a difficult question to ask, but where on the horizon in the last few seconds would you say that the next trials and drug treatments for Alzheimer's disease in particular will come from?
Well, I think we may see some further symptomatic treatment that help people with Alzheimer's disease and hopefully some of the other dementias. And also, I think what we are looking for is to treat people earlier in the disease. And it may be that we've got to learn to identify people almost before we've made that formal diagnosis of Alzheimer's and look at drug treatment for those people.
And a memory clinic such as you provide at RICE, would you say that would be a good way of identifying people?
Absolutely, because we're happy to see people with memory problems quite early on and identify them, and they can then help us with the trials.
Okay. Professor Roy Jones, thank you very much indeed.